Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck. And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
What's your favorite Corby? What is your favorite Corby?
Stay tuned tonight for the answer not proud, to George, that question.
Not proud.
Did you bring your guitar, dummy?
No.
Good.
No.
Bongos. Good. Sweet spots.
Holy cow. Gordon stole my guitar.
Tequila Volteo Musers Ticket Compound. And at 3 o'clock, it's Ham Steel.
Dirk stole it.
Thank you, Mino. Eat Seas Market and Bakery. And GiveMeTheVin.com brings you Ball Buster Monty.
Thank you so much, Ham. We go back now to the compound. And I think we need an official ticket roll call to see who all is there. Hello.
Oof. Mino's here.
Present.
Corby. Is it Sean
Corby?
Connery? Yep.
Dave.
Corby.
Dave's here.
Dave.
Bob.
Dave.
Here.
Bob.
And his mom.
I know we got Jub.
Yep.
Bunky.
Do we have...
Old Bunky.
Invasion, probably no way.
Old
no,
Bunky.
No way they're here yet. No way.
Are you the official true muser right now, George? Are you all by your lonesome?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, you've always wanted
it.
I already accepted my award as most dedicated host, first one to show up.
I would have beat you if it was not for the hour of traffic that I sat in.
Okay.
Because your dealer lives
anybody
30 minutes
tie
away
off
from
of
there.
Vein yet?
No, we hadn't shot up heroin yet.
Oh.
5:15. Well,
you know how I know we're in the country?
Right. How?
Because I passed a billboard that had a big picture of
yep.
Trump.
Yes.
And
yep.
it said... New Yorker by birth, Texan in spirit. Mm,
dang right.
Texan.
I mean, they got a
like,
point.
Whatever happened to this salsa's made in New York City?
Well, he's the exception.
Could you imagine yeah. Trump clearing brush on a ranch?
Oh, my God.
He'd be the best no. at it.
He might be.
Well, today...
So a lot of people are saying...
I've often cleared brush. I've cleared all the best brush.
Today is Tuesday, May the 13th, the 133rd day of 2025.
Just watching plays play golf, I'm sure he clears brush to hit his ball. Biggest hey. Cheater in the game.
232 days are left in the year.
I was interfered with.
What are rules?
Happy National Frog Jumping Day.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Happy National Want to Have a Catch Day.
The compound leapfrog
oh,
later.
Oh.
Let's have a catch.
Yeah, have a big show catch.
Anybody bring their mitt?
It's always in the back of the car.
I bet the sweet spot did.
Yeah.
Some discs.
Sean, is yours yeah. under the couch right now? Getting broke in?
Yeah, getting loose.
Mm-hmm.
Put it under the back tire of the
wrap
car.
It up.
Put it in the oven?
Yeah.
Did you drive all the way out here with it wrapped around the back tire?
I was like, golly. It took like 5 hours.
Did you hit the water with the disc from here?
Oh, dude.
No problem.
Of course he could.
Could you clear it?
It's into the wind.
Absolutely.
Would you ask Rory that?
I mean, I wouldn't waste a disc.
He
but
could
yeah,
fly
could that,
that dock so easy.
Could you throw it over those
no
mountains
way.
Over there?
Maybe if the wind was behind me. But yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're into the wind right there.
I think I could stand on the last pier of that dock and Sean could hit me. Easily.
Did they have frisbee golf okay. in Scotland?
How did you turn something so Sean could do into a Corby brag?
It wasn't.
I could stand there and
dude, I could stand
me.
There and Sean would hit me so good.
He's a snake.
I would allow him to hit me.
Yeah.
Be a sick moment for
I
him.
Would lead
I
you right into the water. Be awesome.
He could something to tell his kids about.
He could call them when they're crapping out of Chick-fil-A. It'd be great. On this date in 1607, English colonists led by John Smith established Jamestown near the James River in Virginia, the first permanent English settlement in North America.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No, that was Jonestown.
Oh,
that
was Jones. Get those two confused.
Think of the Scorsese movie. On this date in 1966, the Rolling Stones released Paint It Black.
Little Roy!
Hit single.
So great.
God, yesterday they released Exile on Main Street. It's a big week for the Stones.
Yeah, they loved May releases.
Yeah.
It's about the cold, right?
No.
They're not really.
Turd on the
really road. Not.
Pretty sure I'm right.
No, you're not at all.
No, you're not right about
that. On this date, 1973, we had the first so-called Battle of the Sexes as Bobby Riggs defeated Margaret Court.
Tennis.
I don't remember that one.
Later that year, Billie Jean
if
King would be
on the court, play tennis.
I remember that one.
You remember Riggs having to slam the shoulder back into joint before the match?
That a lethal weapon joke?
That's handcrafted right. Bob humor right there.
Got a very limited playbook,
MVP
but we know our plays very
well
closely.
Done.
Line of the compound so far.
Is that why Baby Davidson couldn't get off the toilet to talk to Dad? Because it had a little bomb underneath it?
Am I the only one here that remembers that?
What?
The Bobby Riggs versus
Murtaugh.
Well, my parents were 10 when that happened.
So wait, what?
I remember it vaguely.
What year was it?
73.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
It was too small.
It was a big deal at school.
7 years old.
Oh yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah. For us olds.
Time to teach this broad a lesson.
He let her play the doubles alley too,
right?
Which is cheap,
right? We had to hear it from all the girls about girl power and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys still hiding under your desk from nukes?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On this date, 1985.
You're asking underhanded.
You're humming tampons at the fifth graders. I've been there.
What? Sean, could you throw a tampon into the water from there?
I don't think so.
Gosh,
we'll work on it.
And I sure can't hum one.
You don't want to suck up the whole lake.
I feel like that. What if the lake just disappears? That's how absorbent
they are. See a bunch of flopping fish begging for air.
I feel like the verb humming isn't used as much anymore when describe a good pitch or a good throw.
Yeah,
and he hummed that.
Maybe a
one.
Humdinger.
Yeah,
or getting
humming
one.
Humming a.
Swing batter.
He can.
On this date in 1981, Pope John Paul II shot and critically wounded by a Turkish gunman in St. Peter's Square, Vatican City.
That prompted the Pope Mobile.
Wasn't that?
Shot him in the uterus.
I mean, the year again?
81.
It was to impress Jodie Foster.
Was that the same year Reagan got shot?
Yeah, Reagan was or the year 80, maybe? But yeah,
I think that was 81, the spring of 81. I think
same guy who was just going around the world.
No, it was the same guy. So it was in 2 months, though.
Reagan was March,
Reagan March
81.
Yeah.
On this date, 1985, a confrontation between Philadelphia authorities and the radical group MOVE ended as a police helicopter dropped two bombs onto the group's house, igniting a fire that killed 11 people, destroying 61 homes.
That's a wild documentary.
They dropped a bomb in the middle of Philly.
Insane.
What were they doing? What was the MOVE movement?
They were being black people and...
Wow.
What?
They didn't care for that.
Being black people.
Yes, and they all lived in this complex and they had issue with the authorities because, they wanted empowerment. And they just decided to drop a couple of bombs on their apartment.
Holy cow.
It was insane.
In the 80s?
Yes.
How am I not aware of this?
I don't remember that.
Is it involved minorities?
Did they play golf or croquet?
Yeah, they dropped it on their pickleball court.
Yeah, pickleball wasn't around just yet.
Oh, man. Yeah, it landed in the servants' quarters and everything.
You ever go to the Barley House?
You're going to have to refurbish the Fast 9.
And in the year 2004, the final episode of Frasier on
NBC. Bunkers are ruined.
Was watched by 33 million people.
Never watched it.
Frasier.
Good show.
Hilarious.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the dog named Moose.
Really?
Yep.
Was that?
In real life, I think, was Moose.
Really
maybe,
was
or maybe
that?
The show was Moose.
It was Eddie in the show.
Eddie, yeah. But real name in real life was Moose.
Yes. Corey Taylor.
Birthday is today. Turning 64. Gordon's best friend, Dennis Rodman.
Really?
What are you?
Really, guy? Really? Come on. What are you?
What the hell? Yeah, Gordon asked him if he was a millionaire, so the natural follow-up question should be,
well, sure.
Are you a CS?
And Gordon says, let's just go around the room.
Gordon had to think about it.
Well, Moose lived to be 16, 1990 to 06.
What kind of dog?
A Jack Russell.
Okay.
I think Kendrick Perkins asked
die?
Cooper Flagg that last
he
night.
He died in a nightclub fire.
Fentanyl?
Really?
Yeah, he was having
one
fun.
Last rush. Yeah.
Really?
Then he had unfun. Ronnie Coleman, 61, the bodybuilder.
Dude, that was a Jordan's great white joke.
Okay.
Daryl Sador, 53.
Greatness. Crawled to the crease.
He was great.
Turning 47 today, Mike Bibby.
God, I hated him.
Ooh.
Oh, I hated him.
He was such a bitch.
Why are you Mike?
That's right. I tell you, dude, you're right to your face.
Still a bitch.
I tell you.
Also turning 47 today, Barry Zito. Oh. What a big day for the Bay.
Wow.
Ranger killer.
Moneyball.
Plays guitar.
Take that, Pudge. PK Subban, 36.
He's black.
Mark Stone is 33.
My name is Keith Mark Stone.
That name is Keith Stone. But you know what?
Little Mark Stone's Mero's back tonight.
Yeah, bitch. Mark Stone's little movement. We're all good now.
Yeah, and they're down 3-1. Karma, bitch.
You see the breaking news here?
What?
I do. I wondered if you guys had already chatted about
this.
No.
Rob Manfred has removed Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson and other deceased players from Major League Baseball's.
They're giving him a show, finally?
Wow. Jeez,
okay. 888-787-13.
Isn't that show, baby?
Should he be in the Hall of Fame?
I think it's contingent on
being back in the show. He's back in the show. Shoeless.
Tyrann Matthew, 33, the Honey Badger.
Honey Badger.
Honey Badger.
And Jackson Dart is 22.
That's Dart.
What do you think, Bob? What do you think about his future?
About Jackson Dart?
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody can teach him to read defense.
To read.
You're green, man.
Take that, Giants fan.
Did you see how the New York media freaked out because he was asking them to all introduce themselves? They're like, oh, my God, you really want to get to know me? I matter?
Was that Dan Graziano that sounded like that?
Oh.
Harvey Keitel is 86.
He likes to show his penis.
The Wolf.
Mr. Wolf.
White.
Turning 75 today, Stevie Wonder.
Fake blind.
Greatness.
The fake blind.
I think Donovan's awful. Who's wrong about two things?
Who's blinder?
Caddyshack and Stevie Wonder.
Who's blinder, Stevie Wonder or Blind Kelly?
Ticket stock?
But here's
Kelly.
The thing.
I think Blind Kelly is.
They're both blind.
We'll get Sean to throw frisbees at
what
him.
What was the Shaq story? Shaq was in it.
Put a set of balls on each one's chin.
Shaq said he was in an elevator and didn't say a word. And Stevie Wonder walks on the elevator and goes, "Oh, hey, Shaq, what's going on?"
I feel like you can feel that Shaq's around you. Though.
The infamous.
He was in the elevator.
He grabbed the microphone that fell.
The microphone that fell.
He wears a watch.
I can't believe he's going to game 7. I know he then.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Irvin. Stephen Colbert, 61.
Greatness.
I want Michael Irvin.
Legend.
John Richardson of the Gin Blossom, 61 as well.
Always bet on black.
Turning 59 today, Darius Rucker.
Oh,
and the Blowfish.
Darius Rucker,
he's country.
Hootie and the Blowfish, and John Daly.
That's right, Bob.
Buckethead, 56.
No, Wagon Wheel's not a good song.
Pusha T, 48.
When he doesn't do it, yeah.
Ewan Rion is 40. He played Ramsey Bolton.
Bolton.
Robert Pattinson, 39. He is the Batman.
Married to Suki Waterhouse.
Lena Dunham, George's daughter, 39. Turning 38 today, the most perfect of all the dudes, Garrett Hilbert. He's not the twin, he's not the tall one, and he's not the leader. He's the other dude perfect.
Is he the one with the fake hair?
I think he was bald, yeah.
I'm sure they're all really nice dudes.
And Corby, Americana, Morgan Wallen, 32.
Who?
Oh, yeah.
Morgan Wallen. Americana.
Good thing we're in God's country.
I'm sure he's not a good dude.
Finally, my people.
Turning 58 today, the star of 3,513 films, it's Tommy Gunn's birthday. He was in Boobs on the Bus Go Round, Buns of Anarchy, Football Facial, Butler, Take Me to Bonerville, Fornic Asian, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's Sean's favorite.
Yeah.
That's too easy.
And a Triple X parody, Roosevelt, I'm the President of Wheelchair Sex.
All right. You hear that?
I'm a fan.
That's something to aspire to, Monty.
We all need goals. Born to Stay Now Dead, Jim Jones.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
B. Arthur. And Georgios Papanikolaou, who invented the pap smear.
I went nephew with B. Arthur's D.
And you're done.
And that is a campound.
Bye, campound. Bye, Justin.
Bye, Four.
Bye, DeMino.
Bye, Monty.
From the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard on the AC. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.